This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever notice how your mind and body are totally connected? Like how thinking about a stressful event can make your heart race?
Totally. It's like they're constantly chatting with each other.
Exactly. And this discussion is all about a newly discovered brain network that explains that mind-body connection.
It's called the SCAN network, and it's pretty fascinating.
So the SCAN network, what's the big deal?
The SCAN, or Somatocognitive Action Network, is this amazing system in your brain that links your thoughts and actions. It's not just about moving your muscles. It's about planning, anticipating, and coordinating your whole body response.
So it's like the brain's control center for all things movement and thought related?
Exactly. It integrates everything from your posture and breathing to your heart rate and even your emotional state.
So what parts of the brain are involved in this SCAN network?
It's a team effort. It includes the primary motor cortex, the supplementary motor area, parts of the thalamus, basal ganglia, and cerebellum, all working together.
Wow. And how does this team work together to create this mind-body connection?
It's all about anticipation. Before you even move, the SCAN prepares your body. It adjusts your posture, breathing, heart rate, all to get you ready for the action.
That's wild. So this challenges the old idea of the motor cortex just being about muscle control?
Absolutely. The old model was way too simplistic. The SCAN shows that the motor cortex is much more involved in planning and coordinating complex actions.
Right. So it's not just about sending signals to muscles. It's about integrating everything for a smooth, coordinated movement.
Precisely.
This is all fascinating, but does this have any implications for conditions like dystonia or Parkinson's?
Yes. Studies show that dysfunction in the SCAN network might play a role in both. In dystonia, there's altered connectivity within the SCAN. In Parkinson's, there are functional abnormalities.
I see. So understanding the SCAN could lead to better treatments for these conditions?
Potentially. Targeting the SCAN through neuromodulation could be a promising avenue for future therapies.
This is all very interesting from a clinical perspective, but what about for healthy individuals?
The SCAN is also super relevant for self-regulation because it links thoughts and actions. Training the SCAN could improve performance in tasks requiring concentration and coordination.
Like athletes or musicians?
Exactly. And it could also be helpful for mindfulness and meditation practices.
So how could we actually train the SCAN? Is neurofeedback a possibility?
Absolutely. Motor imagery-based neurofeedbacks could be particularly effective as the SCAN is active during both real and imagined movements.
That's interesting. So visualizing movements could actually strengthen this network?
Precisely. It could lead to more integrated improvements in emotional regulation, focus, and motor control.
So to wrap things up, the SCAN network is this amazing system that integrates our thoughts and actions, challenging old models of brain function, and opening up new avenues for treatment and self-improvement.
Exactly. It's a game changer in our understanding of the mind-body connection.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.